With bushfires burning and oceans rising, there is an increasing call for a shift to sustainable practices in all sectors of society. One area that is developing new and sustainable forms is urban planning. One example of this comes from the University of Technology Sydney, whose latest building, UTS Central, has recently been awarded a 5-star green rating for its sustainable design and operation. Ryan Stanton has this story.
With its large glass facade, twisting spire, and modern design, UTS Central is a structure built to impress. But impressing people is not the only thing that the building was designed to do. UTS Central was designed from the ground up to be sustainable and efficient, something which its 5-star green rating from the Green Building Council of Australia can attest to. But what goes into creating a sustainable building like this? To find out more, I spoke to Benjamin Duncan, Head of Sustainability at UTS, to ask him more about how much effort it took to craft UTS Central.
Okay, so it's really something that needs to be planned and thought of very carefully from the design stage and the conceptual stage of the building planning. So I think if you look back at the strategy of UTS on sustainability, it really has actually a target to achieve a 5-star Green Star certification for each and every new building on campus. So because of that target, it was very clear to all the stakeholders, all the people working on the project, that this needed to be achieved from the set go. So we could brief all the consultants and the team itself on the sustainability objective for the building.
But designing sustainable buildings requires more than just an intent to do so from the outset. It also requires trade-offs and compromise, something which doesn't always come easy.
So if you look at the central building, you will have noticed that it's a beautiful, very open, very transparent building. And this has trade-offs. So from an energy point of view, it's very challenging to make a glass building perform well on energy efficiency. However, as a university, we wanted to make sure that the building was transparent and open and was really enabling students to have a good sense of well-being when operating in the building, when studying in the building.
With the trade-offs required, some may question what the price of sustainability may be. As Duncan notes, UTS is in a unique position to deal with the added cost.
So, obviously, when looking at developing a sustainable building, you often need to make decisions to include certain features such as expensive plant and equipment that are going to help make the building perform better from an environmental point of view, for instance. So that's a capital expenditure that needs to be committed to early on in the construction of the building. And yeah, so this is a trade-off, being able to demonstrate that this investment is going to then deliver returns in terms of the cost of operating the building over the long term. But we are in a very good position at UTS in the sense that the university owns its buildings. So there is a definite incentive for UTS to make sure that the buildings are as environmentally sustainable as possible.
For businesses that aren't in the same position as UTS, it may be harder to justify this logistical cost. But the logistics is only one part of why somebody may build something sustainably.
Well, I think there is a organizational responsibility. So wherever we can reduce the negative impacts of our operations and also create a positive legacy, then obviously we should always strive to do that.
If designing a whole new building isn't on the agenda, there's still ways to be sustainable. Here, Duncan notes one of the alternative ways UTS works to achieve these goals.
The things that we do include, for example, looking at the ways we treat waste on campus. So this is another one that's an important element of environmental performance that's important to take into account. So obviously we look at ensuring that there are available infrastructure on campus to treat various types of waste that the university generates. And then we invest in processes to ensure that that waste is processed is in the most environmentally beneficial way.
This goal can be seen in UTS Central, which has rehomed trees on multiple levels and a sustainable plastics-free food court that has been well received by students and staff alike.
Look, I essentially think it's a good idea, and it'd be good to see more places do something similar. It's a shame that more buildings don't take this sort of unified approach.
Well, I think it's a good thing. It's better for the environment, and I think it's better to introduce it now instead of waiting until later.
Sustainability and everything, it's amazing, yeah? They should push more, also like maybe no paper in class or something like that, that everything is digital. So they could expand this across the university, not just at the food court here, yeah?
As Duncan mentions, these small steps and goals are also important when it comes to promoting sustainability.
I think it's important for people to feel empowered that they have the potential to actually make a difference in society and in the world. We can very easily be overwhelmed by the size and the magnitude of the challenges that are that we are faced with at the moment, climate change, for example, being one of those issues and challenge that people have sometimes difficulty to, get to grips with. So acting sustainably, taking, small steps in your day-to-day life actually empowers people to feel that they can make a difference, and they will then engage more broadly with their friends and peers and, make that change have even more impact by influencing others. So this is really why I think everybody should take steps to act in a more sustainable way.
Benjamin Duncan, Head of Sustainability at UTS, ending that report by Ryan Stanton.